弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible.
生命记。
Deuteronomy.
三十章。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
生命记三十章第十九节。
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19.
我今日呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福成名在你的面前，所以你要拣选生命。
Verse 20.
所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。二十节，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示应许所赐的地上居住。好，我们来看约翰福音。
Book of John.
我们看第六节。我们来看两段，约翰福音第六章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John 6.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Verse 35.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。我们再跳过来，我们来看第五十一节。
We're now drop down to verse 51,
一直到五十七节。五十一到五十七。
We read from verse 51 to verse 57.
请你念吧。五十一到五十七。
John chapter 6, verse 51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Most assuredly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man,and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Verse 57, As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me.
吃我肉喝我血的，五十四节。
Verse 54,
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我的里面，我也藏在他的里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我有因父活着，或者是因凭着父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着，或者是也要凭我活着。
We just read 54 through 57 again. Just note verse 57. As the living Father sent meAnd I live because of the Father, because of the Father can be translated also as I live by my Father. So he who feeds on me will live because of me or by me.
我们最后看一次马太福音第二十六章。
Lastly, we'll read Matthew 26.
二十六章二十六节。
Chapter 26, verse 26.
我想这段话我们擘饼的时候常会念。
And we often read this passage as we break the bread.
但是我们是不是真正注意到主讲这句话真正的属灵的意义是什么？
But have we really paid attention to what the Lord says in this passage? Its spiritual meaning.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福，就拨开递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，你们拿着吃，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”二十七节。
Verse 27.
又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，你们都喝这个，你们都喝这个。”上面是讲你们都拿着吃，拿着吃。这里说你们都喝这个，都喝这个，因为这是我的血，为多人流出来的。
Verse 28.
使罪得到赦免。
Note that in verse 26, take, eat. In verse 27, drink. In verse 28. This is my blood of new covenant. Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
靠着你儿子的宝血。
Because by your precious son's blood. Because of your grace.
因着你丰盛的慈爱。
Because of your multitude of your mercy.
我们能够用
你
来到。
That we can come.
你的跟前。
Before you.
我们能够来敬拜你，来称颂你。
We can come to worship and praise you.
主，我们要因我们救赎主。我们要大声欢呼。
Oh Lord, we shall shout aloud because of our redeeming Savior.
我们要因着我们的神，我们要欢乐。
And because of our God, we shall rejoice.
主，因我们所得着的荣耀，我们要赞美你。
And also because of the glory that we have received, we will praise you.
我们所得的永生，所得的生命，我们要敬拜你。
Because of the eternal life, the life we have received, we will worship you.
主，你已经因着你的能力，已经把生命和金钱的事。都已经给了我们。
By your divine power, you have given us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
基督就是我们的生命。
And Christ is our life.
他若显现，我们必要像他。
When he is revealed, we shall be made like him.
主，你不但成为我们的生命，我们要因你而活。
Lord, not only are you our life, but we shall also live by you.
我们要凭你而活。
And by you we shall live.
我们要让基督活在我们的里面。
So that Christ can live within us.
叫我们所说的、所讲的、所做的，都是让基督在我们里面。
Whatever we say or do is done because Christ lives in us.
让你的生命在我们里面成长、长大，我们能够满有长成。
So that your life can grow and matures in us, we will all attend to the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ.
主，感谢你，这是你给我们又大又宝贝的应许。
Oh Lord, we thank you. This is such an exceedingly great and precious promise you've given us.
叫我们有神的性情。
So that we're partakers of your divine nature.
我们敬拜主。
Lord, we worship you.
今天我们来到你的跟前，给我们一个虔诚敬畏的心。
Oh, today as we come in your presence, give this heart.Of godliness and fear, so that we can stand still before you.
耶和华在他的殿中，全地的人都应当肃静，都应当静默。
As the Lord is in His temple, that all the earth stand still.
让我们在灵里，在真实的里面，我们来敬拜你。
So that in spirit and in truth, we will truly worship you.
主，将你的荣耀，将你的作为，向你的子民能够显现。
Oh, show your glory, show your deeds to all your people.
也把你的旨意能够向你的儿女能够显明。
And also show your children your eternal purpose.
让我们知道你善良、成全和喜悦的旨意。
So that we will know your good, perfect, and pleasant will.
与我们同在。
Oh, to be with us.
与你的仆人同在。
Be with your servant.
与你的翻译同在。
And be with the maid that translates for you.
同在。
Be with everyone sitting here.
将你的恩惠、你的平安。因着我们认识神和主耶稣基督，多多的加给我们。
Oh, give us the grace and not the peace.To all of us because of the knowledge of you.
我们等候你。
We simply wait on you.
我们仰望你。
And we look upon you.
让你能够得着荣耀。
Oh, may you receive all the glory.
我们在这里也能够蒙福。
So that we will also be blessed here.
我们祷告神耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
这是我第五讲，讲到生命树的意象。
This is my fifth sharing with you on the vision of the tree of life.
我想生命树这一棵树可以说是涵盖了、包含了整个神永远的计划、旨意。
This tree of life, as I would say, that has encompasses the all of God's eternal purpose and will.
包含了整个神的谋算。
It concludes all God's counsel.
他的定规。
And His plans.
包含了他的心意。
It concludes His heart.
整个生命树就给我们说明了神为什么要造人，神造人的最终的目的、旨意是什么。
This tree tells us why God created man and what is His eternal purpose and will on the creation of man.
我上次讲的在创世纪第一章、第二章就叫我们看得很清楚神造人的最终的目的和旨意。
Last time I shared with you that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we see so clearly that what is God's purpose of creating man.
神要我们有他的形象，有他的性情。
Because God wants us to have his image and has his likeness.
神要我们代表神，神要人来代表神，来掌权，来管理，来治理他所造的万有。
He wants man to rule, to reign, to subdue all the land that he has created.
他要人，这是一个团体的人，要成为他儿子耶稣基督的配偶、伴侣。
He wants man as a corporate man to become his son's spouse and helpmate.
这就是教会。
And this is the church.
也成为神的居所，成为神的家。
Also become God's house, God's dwelling place.
我想这就是神造人的最终的目的和旨意。
And I believe this is the ultimate goal and will of God's creation of man.
但是首先的条件
But the first and foremost condition for all this
必须要具备的条件
The indispensable condition for
all this 就是人必须要有神的生命
Is that man has to have God's life.
人只有一个被造的生命
Man only has If man only has this created life, it's not enough yet.
那必须要有神做他的生命。
He has to have God as his life.
让神做他的内容，让人神做他的性质。
He has to have God as his content, as his very nature.
让神做人的成分。
And God will become man's ingredients.
让神的那个生命能够在人的里面，能够扩大，能够兴盛，能够扩展，渗透。在整个全人灵魂和身体
So God's life can actually be expanded can be infiltrated in the whole person's being whether it's in his soul, body or, mind, or spirit
这样神造人的旨意和目的才能够得到成全
Only in this way God's purpose and the will of creating man can be made complete.
所以当神造人的以后就把人放在那个生命树的那个前面。
Therefore, after God creating man, he placed man before this tree of life.
生命树是在伊甸园的正中央。
And this tree of life is in the very middle of the Garden of Eden.
这个生命树就给我们看见神要把他自己当作一个食物来给人吃让人来接受。
This tree shows us that God wants himself to be the food for man to receive and to be eaten by man.
成为人的享受，成为人的宝柱。
So he will become man's satisfaction and becomes man's enjoyment.
我们看见神造人原初的心意并不是要人来敬拜他，并不是要人来侍奉他。
Here we see that when God first created man, it's not that for man to come to serve or to worship him.
我们常听见说神造人就是要人来敬拜他
often,
就是要人来侍奉他。
We often hear people say that the reason God created man is because he wants man to worship him, to serve him.
我们误会了神造人的目的和旨意。
Then we are mistaken on the purpose of God's creation of man.
这是人堕落的以后的那种观念。
This is the notion of a fallen creature.
今天所有的宗教
Today, all the religions
一讲到神
Whenever they talk about God
就好像人就应当到他跟前去敬拜去侍奉
It seems that man should come before him to serve and worship God.
就好像人就需要来听他的命令，这个要做这个，要不做那一个。
As though men only have to come before God and listen to God, what God says, do this and don't do that.
若是做呢，神就祝福；不做呢，神就要咒诅。
If we obey God's commandments, then God will bless us. If we don't, God will curse us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这实在是人堕落以后的一个宗教的一种思想。
Dear brother and sister, this is after man fell and purely from a religious note.
神起初造人没有这个心意。
When God first created man, he did not have this in his heart.
就是神有这样一个心意。
Even though God did have this in his heart.
也是要人得着他的生命以后。
This should come after man has received God's life.
当然得着了神的生命，对着神有一个反应，一个回应，对着他的爱来敬拜，来侍奉，来听他的命令。
It is after we have received his life, and then we have this reaction to come to worship him, to obey his command.
神把人放在生命树的前面，是要人来接受他，来吃他的。
When God places man before this tree of life, it's because God wants man to eat of him, to enjoy him.
要让神能够进到人的里面。
He wants himself to be able to come into man.
让神和人能够连接，神和人能够调和，成为人的内容、性质和成分。
So man and God can be united, can be combined, and then God actually become the ingredients, the contents of man.
他要成为人的宝座。
He wants to become man's throne.
他要成为人的满足。
He wants to become man's satisfaction.
他要成为人里面的供应。
And he wants to become man's sole provision.
他要成为人里面的能力力量。
He wants to become man's strength and power.
他要成为人里面的成分。
He wants to become man's ingredient.
要成为人里面的营养。
Become man's nutrition.
让人能够因他而活着。
So man can actually live by him.
让人能够彰显他的荣美美道。
And man can magnify his beauty and excellence.
因着宝座享受了它，人里面能够把神的那个荣美能够被发表出来。
Because we have actually enjoyed God Himself, then we can then display all the beauty of Him.
这是为什么我们看见当初神放在人面前的是一棵生命树的果子。
And this is why that God has placed this tree of life before man.
其实在旧约里面我们可以看很多这一方面的怎么吃神怎么喝神。
Actually, in the Old Testament, it talks about many aspects of how to eat, how to drink of the Lord.
怎么样的来享受神。
And how to enjoy the Lord.
特别是大卫的诗篇。
Especially in David's Psalm.
大卫诗篇三十四篇，大卫说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，其实就是你们要尝尝主。
And in Psalm 34, David says, come and taste the Lord.
凡投靠他的人就是有福的。
Blessed is he who trusts in him.
我们看见诗篇第三十六篇，大卫的诗篇。
And also in Psalm 36, also written by David.
大卫说，
David says,
神啊，你的慈爱何等的宝贝。
And David said, Oh Lord, how precious is your loving kindness.
这个世人都要投靠在你的翅膀的隐秘处。
The Son of Man will take refuge in the shadow of your wings.
他们要在你的殿中因你的肥甘得以饱足。
They will be abundantly satisfied by the fullness of your house.
他们必喝你乐喝的水。
They will drink the water from your pleasures.
因为在那里有生命的泉源，在你的光中，他们必得见光。
Because there is the fountain of life, and in the light we shall see light.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这里都讲到吃，讲到喝。
Brother and sister, do you see it? It all talks about eating and drinking here.
什么叫肥甘？
What is the fullness?
这个肥甘就是主的自己。
This fullness is the Lord Himself.
叫你们得到饱足。
So that you will be satisfied.
什么叫乐喝的水？这也是指作神的自己。
What is the river of His pleasure? It speaks of God Himself also.
那我们都能够接受神来到我们的里面。
So we can all receive Him into us.
我们里面能够与神调和起来，叫我们里面得到享受，得到饱足。
And within us, we could be combined, united with the Lord, so we will be satisfied innerly.
然后从里面满溢出来，把神的生命能够从我们的身上满溢出来，叫我们看见。
And this inner life simply overflows from you, and people can actually see it.
我们不多举例子了。
We will not mention furthermore examples like this.
我们看见新约里面。
Now in New Testament.
我们刚刚念的约翰福音第六章。
The chapter 6 we just read in John 6.
主耶稣说我是生命的粮。
The Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
凡到我面前的来的人永远不饿，信我的人永远也不会渴。
He who comes before me shall not hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst.
他同撒玛利亚妇人也是这样讲。
And he said the same thing to the Samaritan woman.
喝我所赐的水你永远不渴。主耶稣就像生命的水能够进到撒玛利亚的里面，让他永远不渴。
He said the same thing to the Samaritan woman, saying that the water you drink, you will thirst again. But if you drink the water from me, you shall never thirst again. It will spring up into eternity, into your life.
我们刚刚念的这一段。
And the passage we just read, the Lord Jesus said, I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. He who eats this bread shall never die.
我吃的粮就是我的肉，是为世人生命所赐的。
And the bread I shall give is my flesh, which is for the life of the world.
你们若不吃我的肉，不喝我的血，就没有永生。
If you do not eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no eternal life.
你们若吃我的肉，喝我的血，就有生命。末日我要叫他复活。
If you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have life, and at the last day, I will raise you up.
哎呀，我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
Indeed, my flesh is food. Indeed, my blood is drink.
你看见吗？就是到了新约，这棵生命树还是放在人的面前。
Do you see it? Even in the time of New Testament, this tree of life continues to be placed before man.
要人来接受它。
So man would receive it.
神不是要我们来敬拜他，不是要我们来侍奉他。
God does not want us to come to serve him and worship him.
他只是盼望能够在人的里面能够找到一条路，能够让他进到人的里面。
He only desires to find this way within man so that he can actually go into man through it.
当他进到人的里面，
When he comes inside man,
他就能够把我们像泥土一样的人。
He is able to deal with us who is just like clay.
我们能够变成金的镜子。
To form us into this pure gold.
我们就能够变成宝石。
Become precious stones.
我们就能够变成珍珠。
Become pearls.
我们就能够有神的性情。
And we will have his divine nature.
那就是到了21章、22章，我们看见那个新耶路撒冷城。
And this is what it said in Revelation chapter 21 and 22, the New Jerusalem.
这个城墙是碧玉的。
We see this wall is of jasper.
我们看见这个城是金金的。
And this city is of pure gold.
城墙的十二根基都是宝石。
And the 12 foundations of the city are 12 precious stones.
门是十二样的，十二个珍珠。
And the gates are 12 pearls.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这都是神的心情在这里彰显了出来。
Brother and sister, do you see it here that this is all the manifestation of the Lord's our divine nature.
就是在这帮人的身上有一条路让神能够进到他们的里面，因着信。
It is because in this group of people, God has found a way through which he can actually enter into them.
神就让他慢慢慢慢的变化，慢慢的变化成为神的性情。
And then the Lord gradually conformed this person to the divine nature.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里就想到我们的薄饼聚会。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we mentioned here, we now think of the breaking bread.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常讲我们的薄饼是为了纪念主，一点不错。
Brothers and sisters, we often say this communion service is to remember our Lord. Indeed, it is.
主耶稣说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
The Lord Jesus says, do it in remembrance of me.
所以薄饼是纪念主，一点不错。
So breaking bread is to remember the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要注意什么叫纪念主。
But beloved, you got to know what is to remember the Lord.
是不是纪念主？我们来到饼杯的面前，我们就想到主的爱。
As we come before the cup, are we remembering of His love?
我们想到主耶稣怎么道成肉身，这样的谦卑，成为人的样子。
And we reflect on the fact that how He became flesh, so humbly become the Son of Man.
哎呀，我们纪念主在地上为我们受了这么多的苦。
Are we remembering the fact that He suffered so many things on earth?
哎呀，我们想到主怎么样上哥哥，他为我们钉死，他的身体为我们剥开，血为我们流出。
Are we meditating on the fact that how He gone up to the Golgotha and His body was broken up and His blood was shed for us?
弟兄姊妹，这是不是叫纪念主？
Beloved, is this remembering the Lord?
当然这是纪念主。
Of course it is.
但是这样纪念主是不是满足了主的那个心？
But remembering the Lord in such a way, is it, has it satisfied the Lord's heart?
不能满足主的心。
No, it hasn't.
主耶稣在这里要我们纪念他，是重在吃他喝他的。
As the Lord mentions that when we need to remember him, he emphasizes on the fact that we need to eat and drink of him.
要把它吃下去。
We need to eat of him.
要把它喝下去。
And drink of him.
你纪念他多少，就是根据你把它吃下去多少，喝下去多少。
How much you remember him all depends on how much you have eaten of him and drink of him.
弟兄说你不要误会我的意思。
Now, brother and sister, I hope you won't mistake my meaning here.
那么当然，越吃得多，越喝得多越好。
Of course, the more you eat and the more you drink, the better it would be.
那是不是等会我们薄饼的时候，把整个一块饼我就吃掉？
Does that mean later on when we have the communion service, I just eat of the whole bread?
那我是不是我把这那一杯的葡萄酒我都喝下去？
Or I simply gulp down the whole cup of the wine of the fruit?
那就是我纪念主。
And this is the way I am remembering the Lord.
或者是像今天天主教所讲的，这个饼、这个杯，经过神父的祝福以后，真的变成了血，真正变成了主的身体。然后我们来领受主的身体，把它吃下去，把他的血喝下去，不是这个意思。
Or is it as Catholics would say that after the priest blesses the bread and cup, then this bread would really become the Lord's body, and this fruit will.Juice will actually become his blood.
主耶稣要我们纪念他，要把他吃下去，把他喝下去，什么意思？
What does the Lord say? Does he mean that we have to remember him by drinking of him and eating of him?
我们刚刚念的马太福音二十六章很清楚。
Now Matthew 26 says so distinctly.
当门徒他们吃的时候，
as they ate,
他们吃的时候，
as they were eating.
注意这个吃。
Pay attention to this eating.
然后主耶稣就拿起杯来，拿起饼来，祝福，然后呢，不开，就递给他们，对他们说，你们要吃这一个，吃这个，这是我的身体，这里注重吃。
Now as the Lord took the bread, blessed and broke it, and the Lord says, take and eat. What he emphasizes here is eating.
吃下去。
Eat it down.
然后他拿起杯来。
And then he took the cup.
他作谢了。
After he gave thanks.
然后呢，就把这个杯就提给他们。
And he gave this cup to the disciples.
他说：“你们都喝这个，你们都喝这个。
All of you drink it.
这个是我的血。
This is my blood.
是我立约的血。
My blood of the covenant.
是为你们舍的。
Which is shed for you.
是为你们的罪。”
Which is a given for your sins.
若是你去看哥林多前书第十一章讲到薄饼。
As you read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it speaks of this breaking bread.
主耶稣说你们喝这个是表明主的死，再等到他来。
The Lord says you eat of this signifies his death until he comes.
你们喝这个是表明他的死，再等到他来。
And if you drink of this,It signifies his death until he comes.
你们吃这个是表明他的死，为的是纪念他。
Eating of this signifies the Lord's death in order to remember him.
所以我再说，这里主耶稣特别注意的，我们的纪念乃是吃他，乃是喝他。
So let me say it again. The Lord's saying of remembering of him emphasizes on eating of him and drinking of him.
不光是在你的头脑里面，在那里纪念，在那里思想他。
It's not only in your head, you're remembering him, you're meditating on him.
这个不能满足主的心。
This shall never satisfy his heart.
那什么叫吃，把它吃下去，什么叫把它喝下去呢？
And what does it mean to eat of the Lord and drink of the Lord?
就是经过每一次的薄饼聚会。
That is through every communion service.
每一个礼拜的薄饼聚会。
Every week's breaking of bread.
甚至于每一个月的薄饼聚会。
Or even every month's breaking bread.
甚至于从年初一直到年尾的这一年的薄饼聚会。
Or through every communion service from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
若是你真是把主吃下去，把主喝下去，你里面的生命就加增，主的生命在你的里面就加添，就充满，就增多。
If you eat, really drink of the Lord and eat of Him, then the Lord's life within you will be expanded, will be increased, will be multiplied.
若是你一个礼拜一个礼拜在薄饼，一个月一个月在薄饼，一年一年在薄饼，你的生命没有长大，你还是那个老样子。弟兄姊妹，这不能满足主的心。你不是在那里纪念主，你没有把主吃下去，没有把主喝下去，没有基督，没有成为你的生命，没有从你里面那个活出来。
If after years, months, and weeks of breaking bread, your life has never matured, then this is not remembering the Lord. The Lord's life has never been multiplied and increased in you.
若是我们每一次吃饼，每一次喝杯，我们的生命里面有增多，基督的成分在我们里面有加多的话。
If through every time breaking bread, the Lord's life and the Lord's ingredients are being placed in you and your life increases,
弟兄姊妹，这是真正的纪念主。
Then this is the true remembering of Him.
所以我讲这些话就是给我们看见主摆在我们的面前的，是要我们得着他能够当作食物，能够进到我们的里面，成为我们的生命。
Now I've said all this in order for you to see that the Lord has placed Himself before us so that He will become our food, will become our life. He will come into us.
弟兄姊妹，这是为什么我们看见这棵生命树在伊甸园的当中。
Brothers and sisters, this is why we see this tree of life being placed in the middle of the Garden of Eden.
但是我上次讲到了，边上还有一棵善恶的树。
Then again, on the side, there is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
什么是善恶的树？
Then what is this tree of good and evil?
为什么要把一棵善恶的树、知识的树放在生命树的边上？
Why is God has placed this tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
弟兄姊妹，神知道。
Brothers and sisters, God knows.
神要与人调和，神要与人联合。神要成为人的那个成分，成为人的那个生命，但是不要忘掉，撒旦也要做这件事。
Because God knows that He wants to become man's life ingredients and contents, but however, at the same time, Satan wants to do the same thing also.
撒旦也要与人调和，撒旦也要与人联合，撒旦也要成为人里面的那个邪恶的那个成分。
As God wants to be united and joined with man, so does Satan. He wants to do the same thing to become man, the evil ingredients in man.
所以我们看见这个知识树在生命树的边上，就是给我们一个警告，给我们一个提醒。
So we see this tree of knowledge of good and evil being next to this tree of life is a warning, is an admonition for us.
警告人千万不要吃这个善恶树的果子。
It warns us never to eat of this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
当你吃的日子，你就是同撒旦连接，你就同撒旦调和起来，撒旦的邪恶的成分就成为你的成分。
On the day you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Satan is joined and united and combined with you, and he has become the evil ingredients in you.
我现在要你们按照你们自己的那一个意志来自由的来选择。
And then God says, now, according to your free will, I'll give you the choice.
但是你千万不要吃错了一样东西。
But however, never, never eat of the wrong tree.
千万不要吃这棵树的果子。
Don't you ever eat the fruit from this tree of knowledge of good and evil.
你吃的日子就必定要死的。
Because on the day you eat, you surely will die.
你吃的日子你就同撒旦调和了，连接了，它就成为你里面那个邪恶的那个成分，那个性质在你的里头。
On the day you eat of this, fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you are joined and united, combined with Satan, and evil ingredients are in you.
讲得丰富的非常非常的清楚，你吃的日子是必定要死的。
Our Lord says so clearly to Eve that on the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我现在提醒你，现在警告你。
Now I remind you, now I warn you.
这里有一棵生命树，是叫我们得生命，叫我们蒙福，叫我们得恩典的，得永生的。
Here is the tree of life. It will give us grace and blessing and give us eternal life.
那一棵树你若吃的话，是叫你受咒诅的，叫你有祸的，叫你不能蒙恩的。
However, if you eat of the other tree, then you will be cursed. You will never receive the grace.
一个是生命，一个是死亡。
So one is life, the other is death.
交代的非常非常的清楚。
God has set it in order so clearly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们的祖宗结果挑选那个知识树。
Unfortunately, our forefathers had chosen the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
知识树就是人要自己独立。不要依靠神。
This tree of knowledge of good and evil is saying that we want to be independent. We don't want God.
生命树是要依靠神，与神亲近。
And this tree of life is saying that we want God. We want to be drawn to Him.
知识树是远离神，靠自己。
The tree of knowledge is to depart from God, to depend on yourself.
知识树是由撒旦调和起来。
And the tree of knowledge is combined with Satan.
所以吃的日子你们要死。
Therefore, on the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
你们就有了罪。
And you have sin.
什么叫罪？
Now what is sin?
罪就是悖逆。
That is rebellion.
我们看了很清楚。
We've seen it so clearly here.
人不管你犯多少的罪，一百、一千、一万个罪，总结起来这个罪就是悖逆神。
No matter what kind of sin you have committed, if you sum it up, it's simply you rebel against God.
撒旦是第一个悖逆。
And Satan is the very first who rebel against God.
撒旦不管行多少的恶，一千一万个恶，总结起来就是悖逆这位神。
Regardless of the multitude of Satan's sin, when you sum it up, it comes to the very fact that he rebelled against God.
不管什么罪。
Regardless of the sin,
所有的罪就是要把我们的神从宝座上拉下来。
This very sin simply wants to pull down our God from His throne.
自己要坐上宝座。
And He wants to sit on the throne.
撒旦对人引诱人说：“你吃的日子，你眼睛就明亮了，你就能够分辨善恶，像神一样。”
And Satan told man that on the day you eat, your eyes will be bright. You'll be able to know the good and evil, and you'll be like God.
你可以坐在宝座上自己来定规，这是错的，这是对的，这是真的，这是假的，这是善的，这是恶的。
And once you sit on the throne, you can set up your own plans, whether this is right or wrong, true and false.
弟兄姊妹，这叫罪。
Brothers and sisters, this is called sin.
所以罗马书第五章说，因一次的过犯，众人都定了罪。
Therefore, in Romans 5, we read that because one man's offense, all men are condemned.
因一人的悖逆，众人都成了罪人。
Because of one man's rebellion, all men were made sinners.
在亚当里，众人都死了。
In Adam, all men died.
罪是由一人来到世界，死又是就从罪来的，死就临到众人，因为众人都犯。
Sin into the world through one man and death spread to all and all become sinners because all have sinned.
罪是有个结果的。
And then there is this result of sin.
罪是有个工价的。
And there is this price you have to pay for sin.
罗马书保罗讲罪的工价就是死唯有神的恩典在主耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
Now Romans 5 tells us that the wages of sin is death and the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
罪要给你一个工价的。
Now sin will pay you back.
罪要给你一个报酬的。
He will reward you.
罪不会叫你白白的去犯。
Now you will never commit a sin without receiving anything.
罪就好像一个主人，好像一个老板，叫你去做一个事，他不会叫你白白的去做，一定要给你一个报酬。
Now this sin is just like your employer, your boss. He will never ask you to do anything without paying you back.
所以罪的工价给你的报酬是什么呢？就是死。
Therefore, the wages of sin, the reward of sin is death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Beloved，
我们看见罪是死亡的钩子。
Now we see that this sin is the sting of death.
是死亡的钩子。
It's the sting of death.
把人勾住了。
It can hook you up.
人因着犯罪，这个钩子就勾上你。
Because man sinned, so we're all hooked up by
this sin. 这个死亡就把你勾上了。
And this, you're hooked up by this death.
这个死亡是一个毒钩，把你勾得牢牢的。
And this is a poisonous sting.
除非你解决了你的罪。
It wraps you up so tightly. Unless you deal with this sin, this hook will never come off.
就像一个人去钓鱼一样。
It's like a person who is fishing.
这个鱼怎么上钩的？
How can this fish come up?
怎么能够钓上来的？
How can you get the fish out of water?
为什么有这个鱼钩，这个鱼就钓不上来？
Now, without this hook, you can never get any fish from the water.
但是这里有钩子，所以这个鱼就钓上来。
Now, it's all because there is this hook, so the fish will be hooked up.
为什么人人都有一死？
那 wise men are appointed to die once.
因为人人有一个钩子把它钩住了。
Because every one of us within us has this hook.
这个钩子就是罪。
That hooks us up, and that is the sin.
所以结果就带来死亡。
And the result is death.
死亡是罪的工价。
Therefore, death is the wages of sin.
死亡是罪的一个结果。
And the result of sin.
罪的结果有几个结果？
Now, what are the results of sin?
第一个我们知道是死，对不对？
We know it's death, right?
当人一犯罪，人的灵就死掉了，我们都知道。
After you sin, we know our spirit dies. We know that.
耶和华对亚当说：“你吃的日子必定死，马上就死。”这个是指着灵的死。
The Lord says to Adam, the day you eat of the fruit, you will surely die. This is the spiritual death, the death of our spirit.
以赛亚怎么讲呢？他说
How does Isaiah say?
因为你们的罪叫神同你们 separate.
Because of your sin that God is separate from you.
因为你们的罪叫神不听眼耳不听你们的祷告。
Because of your sin that God did not hear your prayer.
所以我们看见罪所带来的一个结果，那个死的钩子钩住你，第一个就是让你同神分开了。
Therefore, the very first result of sin, the death of hook, is to separate you from God.
这是死。
And this is death.
但是亚当还活到930岁。
However, Adam continued to live until he was 930 years old.
但是他虽然活到930岁，他最后还是死了。
Even though he lived this long, he still died.
这是身体的死。
This is the death of your body.
我想没有一个人是不死的。
I suppose none of us will not die.
按照定命，人人都有一死。
Because man is appointed to die once.
这是一个事实放在我们的面前。
This is a fact being placed before
us. 为什么人人都有一死呢？因为人人都有了罪，我们都有一个钩子把我们钩住了。
Why is it we all have to die? It's because there is this hook, by which we're hooked up because of this sin.
所以你看见吗？罪的结果，一个是灵的死，一个是身体的死，还有一个什么死啊？还有魂的死。
Do you see that the result of sin is the death of your spirit, death of your body, and also death of your soul?
人是有灵、有魂、有身体的。
Because we have the spirit and soul and the body.
罪的结果叫我们灵死，罪的结果叫我们身体死，罪的结果叫我们魂死。
The very result of sin is that we die in spirit, we die bodily, and also our soul dies.
路加福音十六章，我们看见拉撒路和财主的那个故事。
Now in Luke 16, we read the story of Lazarus and with this rich person.
财主在哪里？
Where is this rich person?
财主在阴间。
He is in Hades.
Hades 不是还不是 hell， 还不是地狱，是在阴间的里面。
He is not in hell yet. He is in Hades.
魂在阴间的里面。
His soul is in Hades.
开始在那里受痛苦啊。
There he was being tormented.
哎呀，对着亚伯拉罕说：“亚伯拉罕啊，你吩咐那个拉撒路来，用指头沾一点水，凉凉我的舌头，我在这里痛苦啊。”
So he told Abraham that, Abraham, could you please send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger into the water to cool my tongue?Because I'm suffering here.
弟兄姊妹，这叫魂的死。
Brothers and sisters, this is the death of soul.
死就这么结束了吗？
Is death so ended?
这就是个结果吗？
Is this the final result?
还没完。
Not yet.
还有第二次的死。
There is the second death.
第二次什么叫第二次的死？
What is the second death?
我们的灵，我们的魂，我们的身体都丢在火湖里面。Hell， 这叫地狱，昼夜受痛苦。与神永远分开，这叫永远的灭亡。
Second death is when our spirit, soul, and body being cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and day and night we're suffering and being totally separate from your God.
所以死了以后还有审判。
And after death is the judgment.
审判以后还有一个刑罚。
And after this judgment is this.Punishment.
一个永远的刑罚。
This is eternal punishment.
那就是火湖，就是地狱。
And that is like a fire that is hell.
弟兄姊妹，你看见亚当吃了这个果子的结果，那个四个后果何等何等的严重。
So you see how seriously this final result is after Adam ate the forbidden fruit, the result of the sin.
很多人相信，因为这是一个事实，人都有罪。我们也都相信，我们人人都有一死，这是一个现实，放在我们的面前，没有一个人可以否认，人没有罪，没有人可以否认，人不会得死，对不对？
Many people take this as a matter of fact that we all sinned and we will all die. Nobody would deny this.
但是很奇怪的。
But amazingly,
很多人不相信将来还有审判。
So many people do not believe that there is this judgment after death.
很多人不相信将来还有个永远的刑罚。
Many people do not believe that there is this eternal punishment.
你觉得奇怪吗？
Do you think this is kind of strange?
既然罪是那样的现实，死那样的现实，那么审判也一定是那样的现实，将来的刑罚也一样的，一定的是那样的现实。
Since death and sin are so real, then shouldn't this judgment and punishment be likewise real also?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是亚当夏娃吃了那一个知识树的那个结果。
Now this is what happens after Adam and Eve ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
神有恩典。
That he is so graceful, gracious.
神有怜悯。
And he has this mercy.
神就是爱。
Because he is love.
他造人的旨意是不会失败的。
Now his purpose of creating man will never fail.
我们刚刚讲的神造人是为了什么？
What is that we just mentioned that his purpose of creating man?
神造人不是叫每一个人将来都经过这样一个死亡。
It's not for us to go through this process of death.
这不是神的旨意。
This is not his will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是为什么我到了最后的启示录两章圣经。
We thank God that when we come to the very last two chapters of Revelation,
我们看见了羔羊。
We see the Lamb.
我们看见第二十二章，我们看见这个神的这一座城的当中啊。
In chapter 22 of Revelation, we see that in the middle of this city.
那里有一颗生命河的水。
There we see this river of water of life.
这个生命水是从羔羊。和神的宝座中流出来
which proceeds from the throne and from the Lamb.
河的这一边和的那一边都有生命树
And on either side of the river, there are tree of life.
生命树上都结十二样的果子
And they bear 12 fruits.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们看见这里充满着生命
And brothers and sisters, don't we see the life being filled all over here?
我们看见新耶路撒冷
We see the new Jerusalem.
有神和羔羊的宝座在其中
Where the throne of God and the Lamb are in its midst.
我刚讲了，最终神的旨意成全了
And then we say, in the end, God's eternal purpose is done.
这个两章同创世纪的两章可以含接起来的。
Therefore, the last two chapters of Revelation and the first two chapters of Revelation could be connected.
但是这里多了一个羔羊。
Nevertheless, there is something extra that is the lamb.
这是开始两章圣经我们没有看到的羔羊。
And the lamb is not mentioned in the first two chapters of Genesis.
神就是做羔羊，解决人一切的难处。
Therefore, God solved all man's problems through the Lamb.
藉着羔羊的十字架。
Through the cross of the Lamb.
藉着十字架的救恩。
Through the salvation of the cross. God has dealt with Satan.
对付了罪恶。
Dealt with sin.
对付了死亡。
Dealt with death.
对付了世界。
Dealt with the world.
对付了我们的肉体。
And dealt with our flesh.
是让人能够来到神的跟前。
Therefore, we can come before God.
神能够仍然能够在人的身上找条路让人能够接受他做生命
and God can still find this way through which he can give man life
所以我们就看见从创世纪一直到启示录就是两条线就是两个路
therefore from Genesis to Revelation we can simply see two lines here
我们看见一个是生命的路一条是死亡的路
one is the way of life the other is the way of death
所以整个生命树和知识树贯通了整个圣经
therefore the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil simply go through every chapter of the Bible
所有在亚当里面的我们都是在这两条路当中在那里拣选
and everyone in Adam is simplyMaking a choice between these two ways.
从亚当夏娃开始，一直到最后一个人。
It starts from Adam and Eve, all the way until the very last person.
都是在那里拣选两条路中间的一条，没有第三条路。
Everyone is making a choice between two ways only, No, not the third way.
我们看见在旧约的历史书、包括摩西五经。
And also in the books of history, in Old Testament, including the five books of Moses.
我们看见有很多的人。
We see so many people.
他们都是在大多数的人都是在善恶树的那个恶这一条线上。
Most of them walk in the evil of the tree of good and evil.
善恶树有善有恶，他们都是在善恶树的恶的这一条路上。
The tree of good and evil has good and has evil. Most of those in Old Testament walk in this way of evil.
无论是该隐也好，拉玛也好，来娶了两个妻子。拉玛也好，一直到挪亚时代，那一些地上的人罪恶从滔天。
Whether it is Cain, whether it's Lamech, or whether it's in the Noah's days, that all the men's wickedness was so great.
索多玛、俄摩拉，你们去看一看。
And also take a look at Gomorrah and Sodom.
一直到以色列百姓的悖逆，我们的神。
All the way as through the rebelling of Israelites against God.
所以我们看见在历史书里面，大部分的人都在善恶树的恶的这一边。
So we know in the book of history in Old Testament, most people walk on the side of the evil of the tree of knowledge.
但是我们也看见有少数的人，他们是在生命树这一边。
Now, however, we also see few people who were walking in the tree of life.
他们是求告神明的。
These were the people who call on the Lord.
他们是依靠神的。
They trusted in God.
他们是与神接近的。
They were close to God.
他们是像神的样子。
And they were just like God's image.
哎呀，像亚伯也好，我们像挪亚也好，以诺也好，亚伯兰罕也好，以撒、雅各也，一直到约瑟，一直到摩西，哎呀，我们都看见这些人。
Whether it's Abel, Enoch, Abraham, Moses, we see all people like this who are walking on the side of the tree of life.
他们都在生命树这边。
They are taking the side of the tree of life.
然后我们看见圣经的那一些诗歌一类的，像约伯记啊、诗篇啊，这都是诗歌一类的。
And also we see in the book of Psalms, like in the book of Job and Psalm,
我们看见很多人是在善恶树的那一个善的一条线一条路上。
Then we see so many people took the way of the good of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
不是在生命树那一边的。
However, they're not on the side of the tree of life.
我们看见神从创世纪一直到启示录，他要审判，他要刑罚那一些在善恶树的恶的这一边的人。
We see from Genesis and through Revelation, God will punish, will judge those who were walking on the side of the evil way.
我们也看见神从创世纪到启示录，他也要管教，也要对付，也要破碎那一些在善恶树的那一个善的这条路上。
Likewise, we will also see from Genesis to Revelation, God will also chasten, discipline, and break up those people who are walking on the good side of the tree of knowledge.
神要把人从那一个善恶树的那个善，把他带到生命树的这一边。
Because God wants to bring people from the good side of the tree of knowledge to the tree of life.
定边现在这是约伯。
The most evident example is Job.
我们都知道约伯的故事。
We all know of Job's story.
可能你并不认为是这样，你说是约伯是神试炼他，对付他，破碎他那个自己，对不对？让他试炼以后成为镜的镜子。我们常讲到约伯，我们常常从这方面去看。
Maybe you don't agree with me. You would think that God is disciplining and chastening Job, so breaking up himself and to make him like a pure gold.
但是弟兄姊妹，你若是从生命树那个意象这个角度来看。
But brothers, if you view this from the perspective of the vision of tree of life.
约伯是站在善恶树的那个善的这一边。
Job took the side of the good of the tree of knowledge.
不错，他是一个敬畏神的人。
Yes, indeed, he feared God.
不错，他是一个正直的人。
Indeed, he was upright.
不错，他是一个远离恶的人。
Indeed, he was a man who shunned from evil.
但是为什么神要击打他？为什么神要破碎他？为什么神要对付他？
But why is it God struck him? God broke him up to deal with him.
约伯不是从 善堕落到恶。
Job did not fall from good into evil.
约伯不是从爱神侍奉神堕落到不爱神不侍奉神。
He did not fall from loving God, serving God, into not serving God, not loving God.
神对付他，神破碎他，是因为他的善。
Now God broke him up, God dealt with him, it's because of his good.
但是这个善不是出于神的。
However, because this good is not from God.
这个善不是出于生命的。
This good is not from life.
今天来讲，这个善不是出于基督生命的，不是出于圣灵的善。
As for us today, anything that's not from Christ, not from the Spirit.
神不要这样善。
God does not want.
神要破碎，神要对付这样的善。
And then God has to break it up, and God has to deal with it.
神就是要让撒旦看见。
God wants Satan to see this.
就是这样一个人在三恶树的山这边发展到这样好的一个地步的一个人，神也要破碎对付他。
He wants Satan to see, even with a man who's been well developed in the way of good of the tree of knowledge, God still wants to deal with it and break him up.
神要对付这样的人。
God wants to deal with a person like this.
并且神也很幽默，他就是用着撒旦来对付这样的人。
And God is also so humorous.He wants to use Satan to do, accomplish his work.
来破碎这样的一个人。
To break up a person like this.
我想你应该同意这样的看法。
I think you should agree with my saying.
你看他又不得那些善。
Think of all the goods that Job conducted.
你去看又不记得二十七章他怎样的夸耀自己。
Now read chapter 27, how he boasted.
哎呀，他说我的口从来也不说不义的话。
He said that my lips will never say unrighteous words.
我的舌头从来也不说诡诈的话。
Nor my tongue utters deceit.
他说我我死也不承认你们对我的批评，就对着他的朋友对他的批评。
Far be it from me that I would say you're right.
我死也要说我自己的正直，我是个正直的人。
Until I die, I will not turn away my integrity.
我是持守我的义的。
I will hold fast my righteousness.
我绝对不放松我的
义。I will never let it go.
哎呀，他是一个何等自义的一个人。
What a self-righteous person he is.
哎呀，他看见到二十九章，你看他做了多少好的事，结了多少善的果子。
And also in chapter 29, we see all the good fruits that he bore.
哎呀，他都记得非常的清楚。
And he himself remembered it clearly.
哎呀，那些我是那些瘸腿人的脚，我是那瞎眼人的眼睛，我是那些贫穷人的父亲。
He says, I'm the eyes to the blind, I'm the feet to the lame, I'm the father of the poor.
哎呀，他认为他的荣耀越来越加增了。
And he says, my glory is fresh within me.
哎呀，所有的人都要等候仰望我对他们指引一条路。
Everybody will wait for me until I show them the way.
哎呀，我的话就像甘露一样，像雨水一样，叫他们得到安慰，得到滋润。
And my speech settled on them as dew, and they comfort them.
哎呀，他说我是坐在那个高位，坐在那个首位上面的，我是像君王一样的来指引他们的路。
And he said, I sat as a chief, like a king, I will show their ways.
我是清白的一个人。
I am pure.
我里面没有什么不义。
Without any transgression.
神比我还要不义。
God is not as righteous as I.
神得去了我的理。
Because he took away my rightfulness.
神找机会来攻击我。
And he found occasions to attack me.
他比这位神还要公义。
It seems he was more righteous than this God.
弟兄姊妹，你说这样的一个善的人，你说他的善到底是生命树里面出来的呢，还是分别善恶树那个善而来的善？
So a good person like Job, brothers and sisters, do you say his good is from the tree of life or his good is from the good of the tree of knowledge?
弟兄姊妹，我们不要自己去判断，哎呀，我今天做了一件好事，到底是生命出来的呢，还是是我这个善恶树里面的那个善出来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, you don't have to judge every time when you are doing good and you're saying this, is this good from the tree of life or is this good from the good of the tree of knowledge?
有时候老实说很难分别的。
Actually, it's just as hard to tell.
讲是很容易，但是你要去鉴别，有时候不是那么容易。
It's very easy to discern these two, but if you really want to judge, then it's very difficult.
你们更不要去 judge 别人所做的好，到底是出于生命的呢，出于圣灵的呢，还是出于他自己的？我们更难去判断。
even more so as it's going to be even harder for you to judge other people's good, whether it's from life, whether it's from spirit, or from their very self.
神也不要我们去这样去判断。
Neither does God want us to mix up the judgment.
但是有很简单的办法你可以知道。
But there is one very simple way you can find out.
当你做了很多的善事，你很爱弟兄，你也很多的服侍，但是你若是觉得，哎呀，你今天做了好多的好事，你里面很觉得了不起，希望人家能够来称赞你，人家能够来抬举你的话，很可能这个善都是出于生命，善恶树的那一个善。
But if...You have done so many good deeds. You love your brothers and sisters, and within your heart you say, I have done so many good things, and you're hoping that people will come to praise you and to lift you up. Then this good most likely is from the good from the tree of knowledge.
又不就是这样一个人。
And Job is exactly a person like this.
哎呀，他很欣赏自己。
He really appreciated himself.
哎呀，人在那里赞美他，人在那里抬举他，他并不觉得难为情。
As people were praising him, lifting him up, he wasn't embarrassed at all.
他觉得这是很应该的。
He felt that this is rightfully true.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正是从生命里面的服侍，生命里面的流露，是生命所结的果子，他自己不觉得的。
Brother and sister, if this is truly the service and the fruit from life,overflowing from your, from God's life, then you should never feel anything about it.
他并不觉得自己做得很够很好。
You will never feel that this is good enough or what I've done is so wonderful.
就是他在那里爱弟兄，他也觉得总是有亏欠。这是保罗讲的，我们不要亏欠人，要彼此相爱，常以为亏欠。他总是觉得还有亏欠，太不够了。
Even though you're loving your brother and sister, you will always be like what Paul says, that you owe people in love, that your love is not enough yet.
哎呀，我看见这个钟，我想还早了，还有一刻钟，其实这个钟慢了十分钟是吧？
Our clock seems to run slow. Is it a 10 minutes?
还有十分钟的时间，好。
So I suppose I have another 10 minutes.
弟兄姊妹，神要击打约伯，若是神不击打约伯，约伯已经站在一个非常非常危险的地步。
Brothers and sisters, God has to strike Job, otherwise Job will be taking a very dangerous position.
就是好像一个人画一幅图画，哎呀，这自己画了，这很得意的，他越看越得意，越看越好，慢慢他就往后退，看看也好，再往后看，越看越好，远也看也好，近也看也好，哪知道后面有一个大的窟窿，他再往后退的时候，要跌到窟窿，要跌死了。
It's just like a person is drawing a picture, and behind him is a big hole. And after he draws his picture, he really appreciates it and feels this is such a wonderful job. So he would move backward, and he would look at it from different angles. But little did he know that one more step, he would simply fall into that big pit. Job did not know this.
所以神一定要击打他。
So God had to strike him.
神要把他逼到从善恶树的善，把他逼到生命树这边来。
Now God had to corner Job to push him out of this good side of the tree of knowledge into the tree of life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，巴不得今天我们走这条生命的路。
Oh, beloved, if only we would all to take the way of the tree of life.
我们都知道生命的路是要花代价的。
We all know that this way of life needs to
生命的路是需要舍己，需要背十字架。
Because we have to deny ourselves, we have to take up our cross.
生命的路是一条窄路。
This way of life is a narrow way.
生命的路是需要把自己交给主，让主在那里破碎对付你的。
This way of life asks you to give your life to God and ask Him to break you up.
但是这条路今天我们都忘掉了。
But we have all forgotten this way.
今天的基督教已经离开了这条生命的路。
And today's Christianity simply has departed from this way of life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们都在那里找一条这个捷径，就是短路，抄一条短路。
Brothers and sisters, we're all looking for a shortcut today.
是的，我们要生命要成长，要长大，要
像
主一样。
Our life needs to grow until we are conformed to Him.
我们也知道这是主的旨意。
And we also know that this is His will.
但是大家今天都在这找一条短路。
However, everybody is looking for a shortcut to accomplish this.
教会都知道我们要成长，我们只要兴旺， 我们要复兴，但是也在哪里找这条短路。
Every church needs, knows that she needs to be prosperous and to grow, but they're all looking for a shortcut.
就像今天我们要找这个，我们看这个网路的这个雅虎这个地图啊，雅虎的地图就是你要找一个地方去，你打开电视，然后找一条路。你不但是要知道怎么去，从这条路到那里怎么走。
It's just like you turn on your internet and look at the MapQuest from Yahoo and trying to figure out how to get to the other place where you want to go.
不但是找到你怎么去一条路，并且你希望能够找到一条最短的路、最省时间的路、最省汽油的路。现在汽油这么贵，所以我们就一定要去找这个 Yahoo， 实在对我们讲这条交通好像不可少的一个地图。
Not only you want to find the way to go to your destination, but also you want to find the best way with the, this time and the least gas. So Yahoo's MapQuest seems to be our indispensable tool now.
今天教会也在找这条路。
And likewise, church is also looking for this way.
但是我告诉你，我们的神不赶时间。
But let me assure you that our God is never rushed by time.
为什么他带领以色列百姓不走腓力士这条路，要叫他们经过旷野的条路？腓力士一条路是最短的路，他们马上就可以进到迦南，但是神没有叫他们走这条路，神要叫他们走一条旷野的路。
Why is when God led Israelites out of Egypt, He did not lead them in the way of Philistine. Instead, He led them through the way of the wilderness. The way of the Philistine is the shortest way to Canaan.
神也不是轻轻忽忽的医治这些以色列百姓的那个病，属灵上的病。
And never did God heal all the Israelites' spiritual sickness so freely and easily.
神把他们带到巴比伦，一等就是70年的时间。
Instead, God led them into Babylon, and they stayed there for 70 years.
神要医治他们属灵的病，不是个治表的，那是治本的。
God wanted to heal their spiritual sickness, not superficially, but right to the core.
哎呀，你看到七十年他们回来，他们再也不敬拜偶像，最少这个病根治掉了。
Now, at least when they came back from Babylon, you see that they would never worship false gods, and God had taken care of this falsehood, this sickness.
不像那些假先知。
It's not like those false prophets.
哎呀，平安了，平安了，平安了，你们不要怕，最多一两年你们就回来了。
Those false prophets would say to the Israelites, peace, peace be to you. At most, 1 or 2 years, it would return to Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，守灵上路，我们不要抄近路，也没有捷径的。
Brothers and sisters, don't take any shortcut for your spiritual journey. There is none.
摩西四十年在旷野受试炼，四十年之久。
For 40 years, Moses was trained and disciplined in wilderness.
四十年之久，他能够带领以色列百姓四十年经过这个旷野。
And for another 40 years, he was able to lead the Israelites to go through this way of wilderness.
四年一年能够带领他们过一年。
If Moses was tested for 1 year, then he was able to do so to lead Israelites for 1 year only.
弟兄姊妹，我再说神不赶时间。
Let me say it again, brothers and sisters. God is never rushed by time.
生命的路是很难走的。
The way of life is surely difficult to walk in.
但是我们不能劈开这条生命的路。
But we will never depart from this way.
不然我们的果子不能从他而得。
Otherwise, our fruit will never be from him.
我们何西亚书第十四章第八节，他说：“你们的果子是从我而得的。”
Hosea 14:8, God says that from me you receive your fruit.
我们要结出生命的果子，圣灵的果子，我们只有这条路。
We want to bear this fruit of life, fruit of the Spirit. This is the only way to take.
主耶稣说：“你们要藏在我里面，我就藏在你们的里面。”
The Lord Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I in you."
这个树就能够多结果子。
And this tree will bear much fruit.
离了我，你们 什么都不能做。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
离了我，你们不能结果子的。
Apart from me, you cannot bear fruit.
你们就是结出来的果子，也不过是善恶树那个善的果子而已。
Even though you bear fruit, that fruit is simply the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
求神那个怜悯我们。
Oh, may God have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, we will pray.
主啊，我们敬拜你，我们感谢你，人算什么？你这样的顾念我们。
Lord, we worship you. We thank you that what is man that you take care of us.
你把珍贵荣耀当作我们的冠冕。
You have crowned us with glory and honor.
你要把你手所造的都，给我们来管理。
And you've given everything of your creation for us to rule.
你要让我们能够成为你儿子的配偶，配偶。
You want us to become the helpmeet of your son.
你要成为，让我们能够成为神的家。
You want us to become the house of God
你能够居住在我们的中间
in which you can dwell among us.
主啊，你这样的顾念我们。
Oh Lord, you care for us so much
你给我们这样的荣耀
that you've given us this glory.
我们就敬拜，我们赞美你。
All we can say is we want to pray, want to worship you.
主啊，我们谢谢你就把那极大有宝贝的应许已经给了我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us this exceedingly great and precious promise.
你的恩召和拣选永远也不会后悔。
Your election and your calling is irrevocable.
主，让我们格外的殷勤。
Oh, help us to be diligently, diligent.
让我们蒙的恩召和拣选，我们能够坚定不移。
So that our calling and our election will be assured.
你是说你所传给我们的福音。
Through the gospel you have preached to us.
你召我们到这样的一个地步。
You called us into such a place.
你要叫我们得着耶稣基督的那个荣光。
That you want us to gain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要叫我们与你的儿子耶稣基督一同的有份。
You want us to be the partaker of your Son Jesus Christ.
主啊，你是施主般恩典的神。
Oh Lord, you're the God who gives manifold of grace.
你召我们得像主耶稣基督那永远的荣耀。
You called us into the glory of Jesus Christ.
虽然我们在地上有很多的苦难。
Although we have so many tribulations in the world.
你不断在那里对付，不断在那里试炼我们。
Through which you continue to train to discipline us.
让我们能够不是奉闻有你，让我们能够亲眼的看见你。
So that it's not that my ear has heard of you, but my eye has seen you.
让我们能够厌恶自己。
So that we would abhor ourselves.
让我们在灰尘如灰中。能够懊悔
Then we would repent in ashes and dust.
让我们在你生命的光中能够行在你的面前
That we would walk in the light of your life to walk before you.
让我们转眼不看虚假
So that we would turn our eyes from falsehood.
在你生命的道中活
And we will live in your way of life.
让你能够活在我们的里面
And you can live within us.
让你的荣耀能够在我们身上能够发表出来
And your glory can be magnified in us.
让你的教会经过试炼能够长大成人满有长成基督长成的身量
So your church after being tested can grow to attaining to the measure of the fullness of Christ.
主让你的儿女让你的教会都拣选这条生命的路
Oh Lord.Help your children, help your church to choose this way of life.
这是蒙福的路。
Because this is the blessed way.
这是蒙恩的路。
This is the blessed way of grace.
主让我们能够爱主耶和华我们的神。
Oh Lord, help us to love the Lord our God.
让我们能够听你的话。
So that we would obey your voice.
我们能够专心地依靠你。
We will cling to you.
因为你是我们的神。
Because you are our life.
谢谢我们的主。
Oh, we thank you, our Lord.
荣耀都归给你。
Glory be unto you.
继续保守你的教会，保守你的儿女。
Continue to watch over your church and your children.
保守在你的爱中。
Oh, keep them in your love.
仰望主耶稣基督的再来。
Looking up to your coming.
听孩子的祷告。
Hear your child's prayer.
是耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.